Today's daf is Yuma daf Yud Gimel. We left off toward the bottom of daf Yud Beis and Beis at Tana Rabbanan. And the Gemara is first going to discuss what happens when you have the backup Kohen Gadol takes over for the Kohen Gadol, and then the Kohen Gadol returns. The psul goes away, the Kohen Gadol returns. So what do we do with the backup Kohen Gadol? So that's going to be a machlokas. Ramei Rav Yossi, the Gemara is going to paskin in the machlokas and give us the exceptions to that psak. Then we're going to explain a machlokas, and then we're going to move on to the discussion, not of the backup Kohen Gadol, but of the backup wife. What is the nekuda samachlokas of whether we do or do not prepare a backup wife? And if we do prepare a backup wife, how does that second wife become beso? How does he see to it that she becomes his wife on Yom HaKippurim? Apparently, he cannot have her, he cannot just marry her sometime before. He cannot be married to two women. It's bad beso, only one woman, but he cannot be married to two women at the same time. The Gemara is going to have 10 different suggestions of how he avoids having two wives and how he avoids having zero wives in order to make sure that he has exactly one wife when he does the avoda. And the Gemara just knocks off one after the other until finally on Amud Beis, in the middle of Amud Beis, it gives a final answer of how he manages to give a get al tanai and give another get al tanai, and he figures it out to be able to make sure that no matter what happens, he's going to have one wife, not zero wives, not two wives on Yom HaKippurim. Then the Gemara is going to raise two questions about the definition of beso. Based on how we define beso with Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, so the word bayis comes up in halachos of yibum as well. So how do the details of the definition of beso affect halachos of yibum? And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to discuss a kohen gadol who is an onen. What can he and can he not do as an onen? And how does that relate to our discussion of a kohen hedyot? What a kohen hedyot is allowed to and not allowed to do as an onen. So let us begin with the braisa. Tan Rabbanan, about 10 lines before the end of the page. Tan Rabbanan, irbo psul aminu achar tachtav. If, let's say, a psul happens with Kohen Gadol, and they have to appoint another Kohen Gadol in his place, rishon chozer l'avodaso, so the first Kohen Gadol then comes back to his avoda, sheni kol mitzvos kuna gadola lav divrei meir. Meir holds, the second Kohen Gadol, the backup, has all the mitzvos of kuhuna gadola. Even when the first one comes back, the second one is treated as a full-fledged Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, no, rishon chozer l'avodaso, sheni eno roi lo l'koin gadol lo l'koin hedyot. The first guy comes back, but the second guy does not, the second Kohen Gadol cannot be a Kohen Gadol. It cannot continue to work as a Kohen Gadol when the first original Kohen Gadol comes back. And not only that, he cannot even become a Kohen Hedyot. He can't even go back to being a regular Kohen Hedyot. The Gemara is going to explain why in a moment. Amar Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi points out, Maisa bi Yosef ben Ilem b'Tzipori. There is a story of Yosef ben Ilem in the town of Tzipori. Someone pointed out to me that a lot of times you could see things from the names of different Amorim. This is an ironic name. His name is Yosef, the son of the mute from the town of Chirpers. So that's an interesting one. So Yosef ben Ilem b'Tzipori, She'ira bo psul b'Kohen Gadol u'minu u'tachtav. There was a psul that happened to the Kohen Gadol, and they appointed him in place of the Kohen Gadol. V'amru chachamim rishon chozer l'avodaso, sheni ein roi lo l'Kohen Gadol lo l'Kohen Hedyot. And they had to actually paskin in this case, and they said that he cannot be a Kohen Gadol, nor can he be a Kohen Hedyot. Why not? So they explained. Kohen Gadol mishum Eva. He cannot be a Kohen Gadol because there's a concern of Eva, that it's going to cause tremendous animosity when two people are in the same position at the same time. Kohen Hedyot mishum Malam Bekodesh v'lo Maridin. We cannot allow him to become a Kohen Hedyot because the rule is Malam Bekodesh v'lo Maridin. Once he has been elevated to the Kedusha of Kohuna Gadola, to then put him back into a position of Kohen Hedyot would be a Yerida in his Kedusha. The Achronim ask, based on this, the Achronim ask on the Taz. There's a Taz in Aruch Chaim, Sim Kuf Nun Dalid, Sifkat and Zayin, who says that when it's not possible to use the item of elevated Kedusha for the elevated Kedusha, so then you're allowed to use it for a Kedusha Kala. The Taz says very logically, meaning why is using it for a Kedusha Kala more of a Yerida Bekodesh than Geniza is? Let's say you have an Aron or a Mitpachos HaSfarim or whatever, that for whatever reason they can no longer be used for the elevated level of Kedusha, but they are somehow usable for a lower level Kedusha. So he says, better than putting it in Geniza, better than putting it in Shemus, might as well use it for the lower level of Kedusha. Kedusha. So the Achronim ask over here, this Kohen, granted, if we're not moored him from the Kuna Gadola, he can't be Meshamesh at all. We shouldn't be able to be moored him to at least be a Kohen Hedyot. I mean, we should allow him to at least serve as a Kohen Hedyot, because if we got to be moored him, he's not going to be able to work as a Kohen Gadol anymore. That's a foregone conclusion because of Eva, so it shouldn't be a problem to let him work as a Kohen Hedyot. So, that's the kasha they ask on the Taz. So he has over here in the Biurei Adaf from the Shmuas Chaim, who says that according to the Ritva, that Ein Moridim also Mikdushaso, meaning that his Kedusha still remains the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol. So then the Taz is talking about when the Kedusha originally stays, but they use it for a lesser Kedusha. But something that you need to be Morid from the Kedusha Chamura in order to be able to use for a Kedusha Kala. It's not something that retains its original status, it's just how we use it. We're using it for a lower level. But no, for the Kohen Gadol to work as a Kohen Hedyot, we need to be mafkia his Kedusha Chamura of Kohen Gadol. So that we're not willing to do. We're not willing to take away his Kedusha Chamura of Kohen Gadol. We'd rather let him retain that Kedusha Saguf of a Kohen Gadol, that Kedusha Chamura of a Kohen Gadol, even if in the way it plays out and what he actually does, he's not going to be able to do anything as a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Hedyot. So that's how the Achronim suggests. Okay, Amar Rabba Bar Brachama, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So how do we paskin in this machlokas what we do with the original Kohen? Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Umod Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yossi himself would agree, Shem Avad, Shem Avra, Va'avad Avodasok Shera, that if he does violate and he does the Avoda, so then his Avoda is still going to be kosher. So Rashi just points out, the Rashi is misplaced. It's on the bottom of Yud Bez and Bez. Shem Avar Va'avar means Bishmona Begadim Kekoin Gadol Avodasok Shera. That even if he does the Avoda of a Kohen Gadol, his Avoda is going to be kosher because the HaKohen Gadol Hu. That's what he Be'etzem is. We don't allow him to continue to operate as such because of Eva, but Be'etzem he is a Kohen Gadol. El Dam Rabbanu L'Shtamish Mishm Eva. But if he were to do the Avodah with Arba Begadim, if he were to try to act as a Kohen Hedyot, then his Avodah is possible, because he's Mechus Begadim. A Kohen Gadol has to use the Big Day Kuna Gadola. So he would not, he's Be'etzem, he's really Kohen Gadol. This is again highlighting the point that we just mentioned from the Achronim, that his Etzem Kedusha is a Kedusha Chamura. To turn him into a Kohen Hedyot, we'd have to take away that Kedusha. So that we're not willing to do. So if he does the avodah of a Kohen Gadol, it technically is kosher. Amar Rav Yudam Rav Halach Rabbi Yossi. Rav Yudam Rav also says we pass on Rabbi Yossi, but he points out another exception. Umod Rabbi Yossi she'imeis rishon shechozel avodaso. That if the first Kohen Gadol then dies, so then certainly he can go back to being the Kohen Gadol, because the whole point was that he wasn't able to serve as Kohen Gadol because of Eva. There's not going to be Eva anymore once the first Kohen Gadol dies. Says Mar Pshita. Well, isn't that very obvious? That once the first Kohen Gadol dies, you've solved the problem of Eva. So Mal Detemi Avlit Sorei Mechayim Kamash Milan. We might think that if the first Kohen Gadol, so long as he's alive, knows that as soon as he dies, they're going to appoint this guy back to the Kuna Gadola, he's going to feel like he's looking over his shoulder his entire life. So maybe we should not allow him to ever become the Kohen Gadol, so as not to psych out the first Kohen Gadol, so to keep him comfortable. So Kamash Milan, that there's reasonable Eva, and then there's unreasonable Eva. It's reasonable if you're currently serving as Kohen Gadol to be uneasy with another Kohen Gadol being in place. But it's unreasonable to be worried about after a Kohen Gadol dies, after who are they going to put in my place, and to be looking over your shoulder in that way. So that's not a concern of Eva. Two issues over here in terms of how we paskin. First issue is the Achronim raises the question, why do we need to paskin? The halacha is in all of Shas, the Gemara in Erev and Daf Memvav and Beis, when you have Machlok Shramei Rabbi Yossi, halacha is Rabbi Yossi, we always paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So is it really necessary for the Gemara to even say halacha is Rabbi Yossi? So the three or four different suggestions in Achronim. The Tshuvas Panim Iros, he says that we have to say halacha Rabbi Yossi over here because it's a Stam Mishnah, it's like Rabbi Meir, and we have a conflicting Klal and Psak in Shabbos Memvav that halacha kastam Mishnah. So that's why we dafka have to say like that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Mitzvah Eisan suggests suggest that since we do find that according to Rava, Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Meir, so Rabbi Meir is not alone over here, and it could be that, and Rabbi Yochanan's statement that we pass like Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Meir is only when he's arguing only against Rabbi Meir, but maybe not when he's arguing against the Rabbim, so that's why we have to say Lach Rabbi Yossi by Kohen Sha'avar, because he's against two Tanaim, he's not against an individual. Do we say Allah Rabbi Yossi Mechavei? I think it's a machlokas amarayim about that. No? I'm not sure. Allah Rabbi Mechavei Rav velo Mechavei Rav, and Allah Rabbi Yossi Afilu Mechavei Rav, is that what we say? I have to look it up, I don't remember. So that's in the mitzvah. So suggests Fasemes says that there's another conflicting rule in halacha. There's a klal and psak the Gemara in Ksubis has in a couple of places, and the Gemara in Erevin, halacha k'rebi meir b'gzeirosav. So how are we magdir what's called gzeirosav when we say halacha k'rebi meir b'gzeirosav? Because over here, Rabbi Yossi is the one making a gzeira, mishum eva. Right? Rabbi Yossi is the one that's saying that he cannot be a kohen gadol because of the concern of eva. So whereas Rabbi Meir doesn't make the gzeira, so maybe halacha k'rebi meir b'gzeirosav would include, or we'd have a hava mina at least that it would include even when Rabbi Meir chooses not to make the gzeira. I mean, not only do we paskin like gzeiros that Rabbi Meir makes, we paskin like when Rabbi Meir chooses not to make a gzeira and others choose to yes make a gzeira. So that's why we need to be told halacha k'rebi yossi. And he also suggests, Hassan's also suggests, it could be that ain't halacha k'rebi yossi over here, because we find that Reb Lazar ben Azariah remained as Nasi even after they were Machzir Reb Gamliel and they didn't take away his Nasiyah. So we find the Maisa Rav where someone was appointed to a position of Sarara and in place of somebody else, and the person came, so you say it's Nasiyah, so it has nothing to do with Kuna Gadala. So look at Tosos. So this leads us to, it's an excellent segue into the second issue that we have to discuss over here. Tosos raises the question, why are we passing like Rabbi Yossi? Hilchas al Mashiach. Since when do we paskin halachos that are not nogeya at all bizman hazeh? The Gemara has such an expression in Maseches Zvachim and Maseches Sanhedrin that when we paskin something that has absolutely nothing to do with anything that we're going to be doing bizman hazeh and only relates to things that are after Mashiach, so why do we have to paskin hilchas al Mashiach? So Tosfos has three approaches. First approach Tosfos has is Ika nafka v'yeshlomar dika nafka mina afilu bizman hazeh lepar. So says Tosfos, it's nogeya bizman hazeh because this relates not only to the kuna gadola, it relates to any other position of srara, so including the nesius or anything else. So he would go back what do we do with the guy who took over for that short period of time? Kiahu Maisa the Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So just like that Maisa of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So what do we do with the second guy? So the Marsha raises the question that even according to Rabbi Meir, the Rishon is Chozel Avodaso when the Ones passes, because everyone agrees Rishon is Chozel Avodaso. So why do we have to paskin like Rabbi Yossi to teach me that? Even Rabbi Meir is Moda that the Rishon is Chozel Avodaso. So the Magen Avram in the side of the Shulchan Aruch and Aruchaim Sim Kufnun Gimel, the Magen Avram says that according to Tosfos, from Rabbi Yossi we learn what we do with the second guy, that we're not moridoso mikvodo, but we do something that there shouldn't be some sort of eva, and that we don't learn from Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir apparently just wasn't concerned about eva at all. So we learn that there's got to be a delicate balance, that you can't just leave the second guy in the position, you have to figure out the eva problem without disrespecting the second guy. So that's why we pass on like Rabbi Yossi to let us know what to do in that situation. The difficulty is that that's not what happened in the story of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, meaning they actually split it. They split the job. So it seems that we paskin like Rabbi Meir in that case, that we didn't do like Rabbi Yossi in that case. So that's somewhat of a challenge. The Chasam Sofer says that according to Rabbi Meir, we're only machzir the Rishon Avodaso by the Kohen Gadol, where he's nimshach b'shemen amishcha, where it's an irreversible process that we darshan in the Yerushalmi and Horios, ki shemen mishcha sal kavalav ani Hashem. But by all other minuyim, then we wouldn't be machzir the Rishon after we ready to get rid of him. So that's why we need to paskin like Rabbi Yossi that we're machzir Rishon the Makomo, that even the fact that the first guy comes comes back is the is a chiddush. Only is something that maybe only Rabbi Yossi would hold by other minuyim, and Rabbi Meir would not necessarily hold that the first guy coming back maybe does not apply according to Rabbi Meir by other minuyim. That's the chiddush of the Chassam Sofer. But Tosfos two other ways of dealing with this, because Tosfos discusses, wait a second, I have plenty of other places in Shas. He says V'hadamar b'sachem perikel dvarim gavi pesach chalam Rabbi Akiva kol melacha sheyev shalash l'smeyev Shabbos dochas Shabbos, and the Gemara paskens halacha Rabbi Akiva, even though it's also halacha about karbanos at silchasim l'mashicha. So he says, okay, that all says enough kamina l'gavi mila, fine. But he says, what about the Gemara Menachos? The Gemara Menachos paskens like Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi ben Dostoy by chavite kohen gadol, and that has no application bizman hazeh. So don't tell me that every time we pass an halacha on something that relates to kachim, that there's some application bizman hazeh. So back to the question then, hilchos al mashiachos. So Tosfos says the second approach. V'yishlomer deinashas tofes bekashia hilchos al mashiacha ela Rav Yosef maksha also perik dal and mis also perik beishama. He says the Gemara in general is not worried about hilchos al mashiacha. This happens to be a Rav Yosef thing. Rav Yosef every once in a while will pop up and will ask the question of hilchos al mashiacha. But as a rule, the Gemara is not worried about hilchos al mashiacha. So whatever Rav Yosef says, it Rav Yosef says it. But it's not something that we always have to ask, because as the sugya d'shas in general, the stam d'shas is not worried about hilchos al mashiacha. Third approach Tosfos says from Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen Zatzal to lo parachachi eleheicha dika tarti hilchos al mashiacha va'avera, that the only time we ever ask hilchos al mashiacha is if it's something that's first a hilchos al mashiacha plus it's also an avera. So it's something that's not only hilchos al mashiacha, but even then is a milsa d'lo shchiach. But if it's something that happens as a matter of course, or something that's a mitzvah, or something that's very likely to happen, so then we would say then we would not ask the question of hilchos al mashiacha, because it's fairly common for when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. Okay, so now,
It's also the here in Malchus from Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, right? So maybe normally we say that Halachus Rabbi Yossi Mechavera or Chavera Oven. It's when there's no loopholes to it, right? Here the Gemara needs to specify the other, you know, the other Mahu the same.
What do you mean as loopholes? Meaning there are cases where Rabbi Yossi is Moda?
Right, the cases where Rabbi Yossi is Moda. Right. So the only reason we're specifying Halachos Rabbi Yossi is so that we can say, except...
It's a way of introducing what Rabbi Yossi's mode. Okay, could very well be. I don't know. I have to look back at that. I'm not sure. So then now we move on. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afi Isha Acheres Maskinin Lo. There was a machlokas in the Mishnah. Do we also prepare a backup wife for him? So Rabbi Yehuda says yes, and the Chama said that's ridiculous. Same with Dover Sof. You're going to prepare a backup to the backup wife also. So Rabbanan Nami Achayshi L'Shema. Wait, the Rabbanan are not choshesh that something might happen to the wife. The Rabbanan are choshesh something might happen to the Kohen Gadol. That's why they prepare a backup Kohen Gadol. So why aren't they worried something might happen to the wife? Sarmilach Rabbanan Tuma Shchicha Misa Lo Shchicha. Yes. They're worried a man might become tamei, and therefore you need a backup kohen gadol. But to worry that pumped at that time, the wife is going to die, so that they're not choshish for that. It's going to that death is a less common occurrence than tuma. Haraya, people typically only die once, but they become tamei several times throughout the course of their lives. So that's the tuma is more shchiach than misa. So amr lo im kein im ledavr sof. So the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, you can prepare a backup wife. It's going to be im ledavr sof. So says more shaper kam. Sounds like a pretty good taina. Where are you going to draw the line? He'll say, I draw the line right there. That I'm worried about one person dying. I'm not worried about two people dying. So it's not a hard line to draw. And the Rabbanan say, well, if you're going to worry about death, then you should worry about death. And you should worry about death of two people also. Why don't the Rabbanan say this to themselves also? Meaning, why don't we say the same thing about the Kohen Gadol? The Rabbanan are worried about Tuma, so they prepare a backup Kohen Gadol. Shouldn't they be worried about a second Tuma, and therefore prepare a backup to the backup? No, I'm the Dover Sof, so why do we even start? Sarmilach Rabbanan Kohen Gadol Zarizhu. No, we're not worried about a double Tuma by Kuna Gadola, because Kohen Gadol is Zariz, and his Rizus will cause that there won't be a double Tuma. Izarizhu Lam Maskin Kohen Acher. Well, if he's Zariz, there shouldn't be a first Tuma, so why should we ever prepare the backup Kohen Gadol? Kivin Davdina Leitzara Kosh Kendim Zariz Fei. why do you think he's so zariz? He's so zariz because he sees, he looks over his shoulder and he sees there's a guy preparing to become the Kohen Gadol as soon as he steps out of line. So he's going to be even more careful, knowing that there's someone waiting in the wings to take his position. That enhances his rizus, which is, it's really amazing. Meaning, it turns out that according to the Rabbanan, the reason we have the backup Kohen Gadol is so that we won't have to use a backup Kohen Gadol. Meaning, the primary function of the backup Kohen Gadol is not so that the backup Kohen Gadol could do the avoda. The primary function is so that we can ensure that there won't be a need for a backup Kohen Gadol. So putting him there creates the mood of not requiring him at all, not ever needing the backup Kohen Gadol. So it says, "Mi sagile b'takanta." Is this good enough to have a backup wife prepared? Beso amrachmana v'halav besohu. You have a backup woman prepared, but the halacha is she has to be beso. She has to be married to him. They have to be married to each other. And this isn't beso. So this is going to begin now a series of 10 suggestions of what we do to arrange that this wife is set up properly. So the first thing says the mekadeshla. Okay, so you do kiddushin. The Kohen Gadol does kiddushin on this woman beforehand. So frankly, that doesn't work. But kamedelo kanisla lav besohi. Now the definition of beso is nisuin. It's not kiddushin, so it's not going to work. So it says, well, okay, the kanisla. So he didn't just do kiddushin, he did nisuin. And that solves the problem. Shara Melech raises the question, according to the Rambam, chuppah shein ru'i l'biyah is lav shema chuppah. Any chuppah shein ru'i l'biyah is not a good chuppah. So you can't have, according to the Rambam, chuppah nida is invalid. There's no such thing as chuppah nida. The marriage is invalid. We don't pass like that. We do chuppah nida, but the Rambam holds that way. So the Shara Melech says, according to the Rambam, how can you have a Knisa l'chupa on Yom Kippur? It's not royal labia because it's one of the chamish inuyim on Yom Kippurim. So in the chor, it's a chupa the shein royal labia. So the Chassam Sofer suggests that the whole iser is that any time the iser doesn't require a maisa in order to be matirit, it's just tali bizman. You just wait and it will go away. That's not called chupa shein royal labia. But if it's a nida, she needs to go to the mikvah. She needs to, there's a maisa that needs to be done. So that's called chupa shein royal labia. Over here, you just wait. You wait till Yom Kippur ends. So that's not called chupa she'ina ru'uya labia. Okay, so the Gemara says, oh, but even marrying her is not going to be good enough. Im kain, havle shnei batim. Rachmana amar v'chiper ba'do v'ad beso, v'lo ba'ad shnei batim. The Torah says, v'chiper ba'do v'ad beso, and we have a drasha, beso, and not shnei batim, and now he's going to be married to two women if he marries this woman in advance. This also is a kasha on the Rambam. The Achronim point out that the Rambam holds in Yisur Yabiyah, Parik Yizayin, Alach Yud Gimel, that a Kohen Gadol is never allowed to marry two wives, because it says v'hu isha b'vesuleha yikach isha achas v'lo shtayim. So they point out that the Rambam is against this Gemara. The Gemara says he can't have shnei batim for Yom Kippur. That's the whole problem, that he can't be koneser before Yom Kippur, because then he's going to have shnei batim on Yom Kippur. He's not allowed to have shnei batim on Yom Kippur. The Rambam's drasha, he's never allowed to marry two wives, he's never allowed to be married to two women, that doesn't sound like that at all from this Gemara. It sounds like the rest of the year it's okay for him to be married to two women, because Yom Kippur he's going to have a problem. So some sufferers suggest that the Rambam would hold that the isra of being with two wives is an isra of bia with two wives. It's not an isra of being married to two wives. So Asana suggests, no, the isra the Rambam is talking about is an isra he's not allowed to, as Kohen Gadol, he's not allowed to marry two women. But if he's but if he already is married to one of them from before he became, before he had ever become the Kohen Gadol, so he may then marry a second one, because then he's only marrying one as Kohen Gadol. He's just not allowed to marry two while he is the Kohen Gadol. Okay, you have to come up with something for that, Rambam. But anyway, so the Gemara doesn't like this idea of just having him marry her, because that's not going to work. He's going to have shnei batim then. So Gemara suggests a third possibility. The Hadar Megarishla. So he marries her, then he divorces her. So the Gemara says, well, that's ridiculous. Megarishla Hadra Kushin Luduchta. If he then divorces her, so then we're back to square one. He's back to having only one wife. And then what do you, you didn't solve anything. So Gemara suggests possibility number four. Lotrich the Megarishla Al Tanai. Now he's Megarish her Al Tanai. In what Tanai? Darmala Hareza Gitech Al Menashe Tamusi. He gives her a get, almanas, that she dies. So says Gemara, v'dilma lo maisa, v'avle shnei batim. Yeah, but what if she doesn't die? And then he's going to have two wives. So Rashi points out, this is getting ridiculous. I mean, we're suggesting things that we know are totally, they're not even plausible. We're suggesting things that are so easy to reject. So Rashi points out, v'kol sugya zos, ein terutzen sheba yichol unlamod. All the answers that we try to give throughout this sugya, none of them have a leg leg to stand on, and we know it. We know it when we suggest it, that there's no possibility of any of these answers working. Kieshlan Chuvos Rabos, there are so many ways to answer a lot of these suggestions. Veinu Ela Kimilamdino Sanu, Shim Tomar Kain, Yesh Lashiv Kain. Veinu Meshiv Kol Chuvos Sheyesh Lahashiv. It's just telling us that in case anyone wants to come up with these Eitzas, we should know that these are easily rejected and that we shouldn't pay any attention to these Eitzas. And the truth is, there are a lot more answers, there are a lot more reasons, a lot more dechios, a lot more reasons why these Eitzas don't work that the Gemara doesn't even bring up. It's good enough to reject each one with just one rejection instead of going through rejection after rejection until we get to the right answer. So says Gemara, fifth possibility in the second wide line. He gives her a get almanas that she doesn't die. So ilo misa migrashala the imesa hakai mahach. So if she doesn't die, so he's divorced from her, and if she does die, so then the other wife is still there. So says Marv Dumla Hilo Mesa, Vavale Gita Dahai Gita, Umaisa Khavrita Vakamli Blobayas. Maybe she won't die, and therefore her get will take effect, so he'll be divorced from her, and the other one will die, and then he'll be left without a wife. So says Gemara's sixth suggestion. Ella da Armala Almanas Shetamos Achas Mikem. He says, I'm giving you this get Almanas that one of my wives die, whichever one it is. So Mesa Ha Kaimahach. So if either one dies, the other one is still there. So that if you give her the get almanas, that one of them dies. So that's a little bit difficult. What does that mean? If one of them dies, the other one is still there. No, if one of them dies, then the one that he gave the get to, if let's say the one that he didn't give the get to dies, so then the one that he gave the get becomes effective, and then she's divorced from him. So it's a difficult. I don't understand what the Gemara is talking about. But that's probably what Rashi meant. There are so many ways we could reject this, and we just don't bring them all up. V'dilma lo ma'isav lo chadaminayu v'avle shnei batim. Instead, the Gemara says maybe nobody's going to die, and he's going to be left with two wives. So that's another way to reject this possibility. V'od ke gavna mi'avi gita. Plus, is this even a valid get? V'amarava areza giteich al menash lo tishti yayin kol yimei chaye v'chayechi ein ze krisos kol yimei chaye ploni hareza krisos. That in order for something to be a good get, you have to have a set cutoff point of when you can't make it open-ended, that if you don't do this for the rest of your life, then we're divorced. So we're not going to know if they're actually divorced until the woman dies, until the life is over and the marriage is over anyway, or until he dies. That is not a valid get. You can make it totally in something else, even if it's over a very extended period of time, like kol yimei chaye ploni, that so long as so-and-so lives, you can't go to that person's house or something. So that's krisos, because that at least there's an end before the end of their own lives. There's an end to that deal. So this shouldn't work anyway. So says Gemara's seventh possibility. That he gives her a get almanas that the other one doesn't die. So ilo mesa chavresa migrusha. So if the other one, the first wife, let's say, doesn't die, so then the second wife is divorced. Vi mesa ha, and if the ha kaima ha, and if the first wife does die, so then she's still married. So it says, "V'dilma ma'isa chavrita v'palga da'avoda." Yeah, but what happens if she dies halfway through the avoda? And therefore, v'gli milsa l'mafreya digita daha lav gitahu v'avoda avoda b'shnei batim. And then it will turn out, if one of the wives dies halfway through the avoda, it will turn out that the get was never a get, and therefore, while he was doing that first half of the avoda, he was really married to two women, because the get never took effect. So the first half of the avoda, while the first wife was still alive, and the second wife turns out was never divorced, he'll be married to two wives during that time. So Ella says Gemara an eighth possibility. He gives her a get almanas that the other one dies. That if the other one dies, then this should be a good get. So Gemara says again, that doesn't solve anything, because then he's going to be left without a wife. Meaning, if the tenai of that get is fulfilled, so the other woman, the first woman's going to die, second woman's going to be divorced, and he'll have zero. He'll have nobody. So says the Gemara, ninth possibility. El de Megarish Lulu Travayu. He's megarish both of them. L'chada amrla, to one of them he says, "Hareze kiteich al menash lo tamas chavrisecha." This should be a good get if the other one survives. L'chada amrla, and to the second one he says, "Hareze kiteich al menash lo tikansi lebeis haknesses." This should be a good get al menas that you don't enter a shul, that you don't go into a beis haknesses. So he leaves open a possibility to make the get effective or to make the get ineffective based on an action that they're going to do, not leaving it up entirely to chance. So says more, but Vidilma lo maisa chavrita, maybe the other one is not going to die, so therefore the get is going to be chal. Velo ailehi lebeis haknesses, and she's not going to go into beis haknesses. Vavle gita de travayu gita v'kam lublo bayis, meaning maybe both tanais are going to be triggered. One tanai is going to be triggered by lo maisa chavrita, by someone not dying, and the other tanai is going to be triggered by not going into shul, and therefore both tanais are going to be triggered, both gittin are going to be triggered. He's going to be left without a bias, because you always have to be, meaning the whole idea of making the tanai that she doesn't go into shul is that if you don't want the tanai to be triggered, send her into shul so that you'll avoid the tanai being triggered. But what if she doesn't make it? She might not make it to shul for whatever reason. She's not feeling well, or she doesn't get there. So you're still running a risk that it's not going to happen. So Ella says the Gemara, 10th and final possibility. L'chada amrla hareze giteich al menash lo tamas chavrisecha. One of them you give a get and you say this should be a get al menas that the other one doesn't die. L'chada amrla hareze giteich al menas sheikanis ani lebeis haknesses. Not that you go into shul, but that I, the husband, goes into a beis haknesses, because the maisaha kaimaha. If one of them dies, so then the other one will still be there. The maisaha kaimaha. If the other one dies, then the first one will still be there. So ma'ika lemeimer. What are you going to be worried about? Dilma maisa chavrita bepalga da avoda vavaday avodul mafreya b'shnei batim. What, you're worried that maybe one is going to die halfway through the avoda, and it will turn out that he did the avoda with two wives? No, no problem. Ichazila de kabay lemeimus. If he sees that one of them is going to die, kadim ihu va'il beis haknesses umashvi legita daha gita lemafreya. He could just go into a shul and make the get effective lemafreya, so that it will turn out that he only did the avoda when he had one wife. But weren't we worried that when you make something dependent on going into shul, that that's not going to work, that someone might not make it to shul? So Tosus points out, the Alpha Tosus in the top Tosus, the Alpha Gav Tekvar Hikshalo Dumalo Aila Lebe Knishta, Hani Mili Gabe Dida. Shanosh Maslanio saying that's only by women you have to worry that maybe they're not going to make it into shul. Avul Kohanim is reason him, but Kohanim are very careful and very cautious. The Kolshkin Kohen Gadol the Zaris Tvei v'lo Yishkach, especially the Kohen Gadol. This is what he lives for. This day of the year, to make sure everything is just perfect for this one day of the year. This is it. He's going to make sure that he does everything exactly right. Va'od Gabi Didach Hashin Tvei l'fi she'ena tadira b'kan lirosim lo tamos chavirta shetikani. See the basic nest, the Dutta Bakipatalullah. He says, plus the she may not be paying as much attention because it's not something that she's constantly focused on the health of the other wife. So she may not be as focused to know when to go into the shul. But the husband, we know will know when to send him into the basic nest to make sure that everything works out. So that is the 10th and final answer. So good. So all of this was because there is a requirement in the Torah that v'chiper ba'ado uva'ad beiso, that he has to achieve kapara not only for himself, but also for his bias. So says the Gemara, just parenthetically over here, Tosos quotes Yerushalmi over here. If you look in Tosos, three lines from the end of the skinny lines, quotes Yerushalmi, Amr Rabbi Hanina Hada Amrit, Halinda Kanta. Tosos discusses getting married on Shabbos, getting married on Yom Kippur. You know what's, because for obvious reasons, we're discussing allowing the marriage to go through. So Tosos discusses that issue a little bit at length. So he quotes Yerushalmi, Hada Amrit Halinda Kansin Armelin, Tsarich Lekonsan Miba Ud Yom, Shloye Konakinian B'Shabbos. That if someone marries an Almana, he has to get married mibod yom before Shabbos, because he can't make a kinyan on Shabbos. So nearly lefarish besula sheish lechupa mibod yom mishas shenichmas lechupa kana lekal davar lachi muta lava la b'Shabbos. He says by a besula, when one marries a besula where there's chupa on Friday, so the chupa is the real kinyan, and therefore it's no problem. You can marry her on Friday and then be boel for the first time on Shabbos. That's already a whole sugya maseches ksuvas about bia b'tchila b'Shabbos. But in terms of kinyan, it's not a problem. The whole issue of bia b'tchila b'Shabbos is Shabbos issue to cause a person to bleed on Shabbos. But in terms of the kinyan, the ma'isa kinyan, that we have no problem because he already did the chuppah on Friday. Aval almana shein la chuppah veina niklas the bailu liyorsha the time he offered in the dreya ella al yedei bia. But by an almana where chuppah isn't what does it, it's the bia that causes the marriage. Tzarech lavo alam ibaod yom shelo ye kikone kinyan b'Shabbos. So then you would have to be boel her before Shabbos because you can't be kone a kinyan on Shabbos. So and he says, and even if you're going to say that an almana has chuppah also before bia, he says, yeah, but what is that chuppah? That chuppah would mean yichud. So you would have to at least do that. It's not what we would typically call a chuppah. So that's how Tosfos suggests. This Tosfos is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Simen Shin Lamed Tes Sif Hei, and the Grove there says that that's only Bisalka Daitoch Shala Tosfos Diyuma. But the Tosfos is Chozer, and the Iker is that what Tosfos says at the end of Tosfos, that there's no chilik between Bisula and Almana. So the Rav Shachter quotes in Bikvei Atzon and Simen Lamed Tes that in the Sefer Keser Rosh of the Hanhagos of Chaim Velazhner and Simen Sadi Hei, he wonders about those who explain the Yerushalmi this way, that an almana has no chuppah, it only has bia. What, because the chuppah is bebayis, it's not considered a chuppah? I mean, what do we say? The almana has a chuppah bebayis as opposed to in the middle of the city. So what? So that means that it's not a chuppah? Mehechi taste it, that it's not called a chuppah just because it happens to be bebayis and it's not in the middle of the city. So Rav Shachter has a whole fantastic pshat, which we're not going to have time for, where he goes through the idea of a chuppah being a knisa lebayis, that and the way the chuppah works is you need to have tzuras, it works midin tzuras ha-pesach. We don't paskin this way, but there are poskim that are makbid that the chuppah be a perfect tzuras ha-pesach, and that for instance tzuras ha-pesach minatzad they won't allow. That if the poles go like this and the side beam goes into the cross beam goes into the side poles, that's no good because tzuras ha-pesach kan mikan kan mikan v'kan al gabem. Or they won't allow an arched, because we just learned the sugi about an arched doorway l'gabim mezuzah. We won't allow an arched chuppah. There are poskim that are very strict about this because of tzuras ha-pesach. Why tzuras ha-pesach? Because you bring her into a bayis. So when it's out in the middle of the town square and you just put up tzuras ha-pesach, so that's a real tzuras ha-pesach that creates walls. But what if you make walls within walls that already exist? So are walls within walls or makeshift wall? If it's a real wall, it's a real wall. But what in the Tzuras HaPesach within existing walls? Does the Tzuras HaPesach take on the status of wall, or do we say no? There are actual walls there, so the Tzuras HaPesach is not going to be a wall when there are actual walls there. So he goes through this whole learning the whole sugya Maseches Sukkah about putting it and Erevin about putting a Tzuras HaPesach in a chatzer versus out in the middle of nowhere. He says maybe that's what's behind the whole idea of this Yerushalmi that Tosfos quotes over here, that the reason the real Nikud by the Almana is not that chuppah doesn't work for her. The real nekuda by the Almana is that it's done bebayis, it's not done in the middle of the town. And therefore, we can't make this tzuras ha-pesach of the chuppah. So that's not going to be her chuppah. The knisa l'rishus has to be done dafka through yichud. Maybe that's the suggestion in Tosfos. Okay, there's a lot more details, but we'll leave it out for now. So says Gemara, okay, if we're going to define bayis in a very specific way when it comes to the halach of the Kohen Gadol, so we should define bayis in the same way when it comes to the halachos of yichud. So Maskel Ravasi Vitem Ravavira Elameata Shtei Yevamos Habos Mi Bayis Echad Lo Yisyavmu. You should never require Yibum when there are two Yevamos, when there are two women that come from one person. A guy was married to two women, you shouldn't have to do Yibum on either one of them, because it says Bayis. So Bayis and not Shnei Batim. Just like we darshan over here that the Kohen Gadol can only be married to one woman and not to two women. So it says, well, no, Yevamta Riba. There's a special Ribui in the Pasuk to tell me that even if there's a second woman over there, meaning Ena Chinami, from the word Bayis you would say only one woman, but there's another Ribui in the Pasuk to tell me to include even a case where there are two wives, that you would still do Yibum on one of them. So says Gemara, another question. Maskevla Ravina, Vitemer Rav Shravya, Elameata, Arusa Lotis Yavim. What did we say at the very beginning of the sugya? We said, how are we going to make sure that this woman becomes his bayis? So we said, let him do Kiddushin on her. We said, no, that doesn't make her his bayis. You need to be Kones. You need to do Nisuin on her. So that's not going to be good enough. So says the Gemara, okay, well, if the definition of bayis, is nisuin, well then you when we do yibum, it's also on a bais. It should only be on a nisua, not on an arusa. There should be no such thing as yibum for arusa. So it says ma'achutz al rabbi says arusa. In a chinami, you need another drasha to tell me l'rabos even in arusa as well that we do yibum on arusa as well. We have to have another drasha for it. Good. Tan rabban kohen gadol makrav onen ve'ino ochel. A kohen gadol could be makrav as an onen. We have a special drasha to teach me that, but he cannot eat kachim when he's an onen. He's the heter is to do avoda, but kachim are aser for an onen. The pasuk says that ma'aser sheni is aser for an onen. Alo achalti ba'oni mimenu. We have by ma'asros, so it's a kal v'chomer that if he's not even allowed to eat ma'asros, so then certainly he's not allowed to eat kachim as an onen. So it's a din d'oraisa that we learn from a kal v'chomer. So he's eino ochel. Rabbi Yehuda omer kol hayom, and Rabbi Yehuda says all day. So my kol hayom, what all day? So the Gemara has two possibilities of what Rabbi Yehuda means when he says kol hayom. I guess we will get to those possibilities, Bez Hashem, tomorrow.